Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies.
You know, the what's up, what's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horace with you, and of course, the search for 20,000 continues. And I don't know, I guess we're not getting there anytime soon, but in the meantime, we do have to get ready and plan for next year. So let's go back to our trading plan, and here we go.
We want to make it as simple as possible. This is not a 47-page report that you're giving to the bank to borrow money. This is for you, okay? It's really a reminder of what you're supposed to be doing, okay? You're setting goals. Now, we're going to talk more about goals in a little bit as well, but goals should not be the idea. The reason we set goals is to give you something that's achievable. Okay. If you have $5,000, you say, I want to make $100,000 next year. It's not a very achievable goal. It can happen, but it will have to take a great risk to get there and a lot of luck. Okay. Now, if you have a goal that you want to double your money, that's a very real, that's an attainable goal. Okay, so you have to make sure that what you're setting yourself up for is attainable, because believe it or not, a lot of the trading we do is mental. Okay, and when you find yourself in a bad state mentally, it's harder to create winning trades. And when you find yourself in a positive mode, you find yourself rolling along, and you'll see this happen. Okay. And you can write the best plan, you can be all set up, but you're going to feel it. Again, when things start to get a little rough, we all have a tendency to try to second guess what we're doing, which is why you then go back and reread your trading plan, knowing that you expected that. Okay? I know that I'm going to have losing days. I don't second guess them. I know that they're going to happen. When they do happen, all I want to know is that they happen because I was too busy taking a shot and too busy gambling, or they happen just because it happened to be, you know, the timing didn't work out. You know, we have to clearly understand that no matter how good you are, and no matter how good you identify things, you're going to have times that you're going to go through some struggles. Okay. You know, the best athletes in the world struggle. Okay. So if you always keep that in mind, that struggling is a part of it, then you can get through them easier. You know, I always like to compare trading to real life. Okay. We all go through struggles daily, you know, not every day, but you know, you have struggles. Either, you know, if you work for yourself, there's problems in the office. You know, if you work for somebody else, you know, the boss pisses you off, whatever. Okay. In the meantime, we all got to deal with them. Daily goals are not good. Okay, there's a question, goals, how do you set them? And daily goals are not good, okay? Because one day is not enough time to achieve a goal. I wouldn't go less than monthly, but you can try weekly. But again, I'm telling you out loud in front of everybody, okay, that markets sometimes will not be cooperative, and you can get into a bad rut, okay? As I said, Major League Baseball players, they go 0 for 20. Okay, it can happen. And there's no way to stop it other than to maintain your entire plan, which is the discipline, the money management, the whole deal that goes with it. So when you're creating a plan, okay, we set up our goals. So, you know, what reasonable goals are to be able to make reasonable money. Like my goal is to make 500 trades. Well, that's not a real reasonable goal because I don't know that the market conditions will allow me to make 500 trades. But my goal is to make $500 this month. That's a realistic goal. And again, it depends on how much money you have and what you're trading with. Okay. But what you're trying to do is you're trying to mold yourself. You're trying to put yourself in a position to create successful opportunities over and over again. Now, there's going to be times when markets are very active and they're very volatile, and you've learned how to trade in those markets, that you're going to think that this is the greatest thing that ever happened, because you're going to make nothing but money. And you're going to realize that markets can be very forgiving when they're busy. And on the other side of the coin, when markets are very quiet and there's no volatility, you're going to find out that you're going to have to tighten up the reins. And, you know, whatever triggers for you that you need to write them down. You need to think about it. Okay. Because again, if you do this, what you're doing is you're creating a successful path for yourselves. Okay. Now, I keep a diary, but not really. I don't keep a true trading diary. What I really keep track of is I keep track of the losses myself, because I know that the winners will take care of themselves. And, you know, I want to figure out why I had losses, and, you know, because it does happen. Okay. But again, it's about using your own personal tools. It's about using your mind to set yourself up to be successful, because anybody can trade. Okay. Anybody. And the guy who proved that was Richard Dennis, okay? The Turtles. If you remember the Turtles, he said he could make anybody successful, which is true, okay? There's no reason every one of you on this call should not be able to be successful in trading. But you have to follow the proper tools to get there, okay? You have to, it's like, you know, you're going to school, doing anything else. You have to be prepared. You have to always be learning what's going on, because the markets continually change. Okay. Now, eventually, you know, as those of you who've been through my classes know, that we can break the market into a couple of segments, but we're always trying to learn. Okay. It's always about what's the next step? What am I going to do if? What if this happens? What do I do? But the one thing we always want to write into our plan is turn off the TV set. No news. We don't trade the news. You will go broke trying to trade up and keep up with the Trump rally, for example. That's the latest. Okay. That is all garbage. Okay. I'm just telling you that it comes down to looking at the market footprint and learning how the market's going to function, not what everybody else is telling you. Can you give us an example of what notes you record in your loss journal? Is it detailed? Well, my loss journal is I personally keep track of the amount of dollars of the losses, because I know the percentage, and the methods that I use will allow me to trade a little bit of a different size when that happens. I don't want to really teach that now, because it could get you in a lot of trouble if you don't understand it. I will eventually teach it, but it's a little more complex than I can do in a 10-minute, you know, explanation. But I do track, you know, specific losses, especially in my middle time frame trading, because I know what I'm supposed to hit percentage wise, and I'm using a number of different methods. But I do keep track of the trade. I keep track of the profit and loss. I do keep track of my winning percentage. Okay, because if I'm using a swing trading model, you know, in the middle third, you know, the couple of week trades or whatever they're going to be, okay, then I need to know what my winning percentage is, because those trades come from what? They come from reading the footprint of the market.
And we'll come back with more footprints. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and a sleepy Thursday. Markets are don't care about anything, and so we're going to get ready for next year, because this figures to be this type of action for the rest of the year. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. When you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm, the only station you need to get the Bubba Show, the Sporting Edge on the weekends, and all your other content. We're going to step out of here for a break. This is the Bubba Show. Make sure you check out bubbatrading.com and see what we got going on now. We're bringing in some new stuff, so check it out. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends, The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as we are continuing to prepare ourselves for next year with a trading plan,
Remember the little details? Remember the Ralph Crandon? It's the small things. And I was actually Ed Norton. Anyways, we're going to get back to the trading plan right now. Here we go.
So if I know that I can read the footprint at 65% of the time, then, you know, if I go into a losing streak, then I know that a winning streak is around the corner at some point. But in the meantime, I continue to, you know, manage the capital while I'm doing that. Now, here, did some financial planning. It looks like I can retire at age 62 and live comfortably for the next 11 minutes. This should not be anybody on this call, okay? Because, I spelled discipline wrong. I just noticed that. Prepare, hedge, and be disciplined, okay? Not disciple. We have to, again, I write these things to you every day. I talk to you about it all the time. But these are the reason I do this is because it's important, all right? Because you have to know yourself as a trader, okay? I want to be a successful trader because, okay? Well, why do you want to be a trader? Why do you want to be successful? Okay? And you have to be able to assess everything that you do. I don't do what I'm not good at, okay? I found out what I like to do. I found out what works for me. And, you know, I know guys that cannot short the market, okay? And I know guys who can't buy the market. And I'm a guy that I will make money in any market, but I will make more when markets will go lower with some volatility. But again, that's the difference. But in my different portfolios, it doesn't really matter because in a just straight investing portfolio, I don't sell stocks. So I don't worry about that. So I always make money there over time. And if not, I'm always hedged. So I don't have to worry about it. But you want to find out who you are as a trader and how you react, you know, under the pressure. You know, like those of you, again, that are with me all the time know that when the markets are getting killed overnight, what do? I send you out an email in the morning. Don't panic. I had somebody over the weekend that was stuck in a trade. And they wanted to get out right away on the open. He said, no, just wait. Let's see how it reacts. Let's be patient and let the markets tell us what to do. And it worked out fine. I mean, it wouldn't have mattered at the end of the day, but you always want to take that deep breath and make sure that this is what you want, not because you're reacting to an internal emotion. Okay, that's why you got to really know who you are when it comes down to it. Define and understand your trading goals. Okay, now again, When I'm trading longer term, I'm trying to make X. When I'm trading shorter term, I'm trying to make X. And my risk has to be defined with inside of that. Okay? You know, and, you know, to me, the best goals are set on a monthly or a quarterly basis because you need time to overcome any bad things that could happen to you. Okay? It's, again, you know, many people go, I want to make $500 a day or whatever you want to make a day. And again, you can't, it's too hard to define that $500 a day because there's too many bad days out there. Okay. There's too many days out there that things just don't go right. And if you put yourself in a jam, okay, then it's hard to reach and make that goal. Okay. You know, if you think about it and you really put down realistic, again, there's a great tool when you reach goals because you feel good about it. And a lot of what we do in the markets is about feeling good. Okay. Because again, I've seen all kinds of traders from, you know, great to crappy, from happy to miserable. And the miserable ones usually get beat up a little bit and, you know, they might grind it out, but they're not making anywhere near what they can make. A happy trader makes a lot more money because your mind is always right. If you remember Cool Hand Luke, get your mind right. And that is part of what we do. I mean, there's a lot of steps that go into trading. Okay. You know, and you know, it's the amount of capital you're risking. Okay. Are you a trend trader? Okay. You know, I mean, obviously, most brokers out there are either usually trading off of news or fundamentals. Okay. Well, we don't trade off of any of that. Me personally, because I don't think you can make any money unless you're just holding for the long term. Okay. But you know your entries yet? You know how you're going to enter? Okay. How you going to exit? And obviously, you should know the exit before you enter. You know, and I always use this example, and especially I got so many pilots on tonight, but, you know, what's the first thing you do when you get an airplane? They tell you where the exits are. Okay. You have to know where the exit is if you want to be successful here. Okay. Because the exit is going to be the key. It's no matter what you buy, if you're buying goods in a business, okay, you make your money on the buy. You make your money knowing where your exit is going to be, because that's how we get to it. That's how we focus and discipline ourselves on the whole model. Okay. And you know, a lot of the strategies that I teach have built in exits right away before I even put the trade on. I already know where I'm getting out. Okay. And then you decide, well, what kind of trader do I want to be? Now, this is where you decide many different things. Okay. Now, as I said, I trade long-term investing. I trade short-term swing trading. I do day trading. Okay. And if I have time, I would do extremely active day trading. But again, that is not much really in the cards anymore, because the markets aren't like that, set up like that anymore. To sit there from, you know, if you're a true day trader, you're in front of the machine from 9:30 Eastern or earlier until 4:15 Eastern without, you know, basically eating lunch and at your desk, and it's just another full-time job. But when you look at the different things you're doing, you know, you're trading futures, are you trading stocks, are you trading commodities? Are you hedging? Are you, you know, again, and these are all things, these are all different strategies that are trying to accomplish a goal throughout the different strategies. When you're trading daily on a, you know, if you're trading futures on a short-term chart, your goal is to continue to have winning trades and make money and make sure that you're managing the losses. And in that model, you have an opportunity to try to make money every day. Now, again, I will say that I'd find it very hard to make money every day, because it's just, you know, some days just don't go right. But you have an opportunity to make money every day. You know, if you're swing trading, you're not going to make money every day unless you just catch a bottom or a top and it just keeps going. And, you know, in investing, you have to be able to deal with the ups and downs, but you really should not be looking at your investing account on a daily basis. Okay. Because when you're investing, what we say, it's more about the long game, the long term. It's not about today or tomorrow. It's about, where am I going to be? And that's where we talk about hedging, because hedging has its own plan that goes with it. Identify your markets and your trading timeframes. Jeez, how do we get there so fast? Okay. Again, you can use many different models of trading. There is no right or wrong model for anybody. Okay. The right or wrong model is a model that is right or wrong for you.
And we're going to come back after the break to talk about the different models. But again, trading is about the discipline. It's about being prepared. It's about all the good things we talk about every day, but now we're summarizing them so that you can be prepared for next year, which is 2 weeks away. As the march on for 20,000 continues, the big media event, they're going crazy. But in the meantime, I'm not going crazy. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as you know, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of The Bubba Show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And BubbaTrading.com will get you everything you need to be successful in this industry and how you can become a better trader, no matter what it is you want to trade, because we teach it all. In the meantime, we are going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to step out here and come back and continue on with our plan building, because that's what we do. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz coming right back to you.
Fly me to...
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and put you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are discussing trading plans because, of course, it will be very important once we see some action again. So let's get back to the trading plans and talk about the models. Here we go.
Okay. It comes back to who are you and what do you want to be? If you're working, you know, a full-time job, you know, you're probably not very actively trading. Now, I teach some people how to trade over lunch. You know, you can trade for an hour. If you got an hour, you can actually trade. But typically, you have to identify what you're at. Now, time frames are different, but we always use two time frames. We use one time frame to identify what we're trying to get, and we use a secondary or a shorter time frame to actually enter off of. So I enter off of... I'm looking for a spot, and let's say I'm looking for a support area I want to buy. When I get to my support area, I'm not just going to jump in there. I'm going to use my secondary time frame to actually enter that trade, because that will help me better by knowing that the shorter time frame is actually turned in my favor, and it's giving me a signal that the footprint is starting to move my way. Because if you look at a chart, okay, and you can look at any chart, but each time frame is different. Okay, now if we start here and we go to a 1 minute, okay, the 1 minute time frame is trending lower. Okay, the 5 minute time frame is pretty much consolidating. The 15, same thing. The hour, it's actually showing you that it is consolidating, but it is actually working its way lower, right? And if we go to a 4 hour, we've actually, looks like we might have hit the bottom here, and we're starting to work our way back up again. And then we go back to the daily, the same. And then we go to the weekly, what do we have? Okay, we've got a market that's working its way lower. And again, they change, but what we know for certain is that the direction is determined by the shortest time frame. Because all markets resolve themselves from the shortest time frame into the longer time frame, because we cannot trend lower until the short term starts to trend lower. We can't trend higher until the short term starts to trend higher. So if we look at, let's say, the S&P right now, okay, and let's go to the longest time frame first. So we're trending up, right? So this, we cannot assume this will go down until the shorter time frames start to go down. Well, this the 4 hour is still going up. The 1 hour is still going up. The 30 minute is still going up. It's getting flatter, but still going up. The 15 is really in consolidation. The 5, consolidation. And the 1 is just chirping back and forth. So we really don't have an idea. So we're still actually going higher, but what we'd be looking for is a secondary time frame. Like, I'll use 4 minutes and 1 minute for my quick frame. And sometimes I can use a weekly and a daily. Again, that comes back down to you and your personal preferences. And then your system. You know, do you want to be a counter trend trader? Okay, which is what we call counter trend traders are always the weak hands. in this marketplace. Okay. And it's not a bad thing. Counter trend traders will make money more often than trend traders. They just won't make more. And that trade, they'll make little bits, and they get hacked. And the trend traders will get hacked, and then they'll catch a run. At the end of the day, they both make probably around the same amount of money. But some guys prefer trading against the trend or counter the trend because it makes them feel better. They have more winners. Some people just like to trade the trend. Okay? But you have to decide what makes you feel better. Again, all these trading rules and every system comes back down to you, the individual. It's always about you. And one of the things I recommend is you observe the market for a little bit. You know, when you're setting this up and you kind of figure out, you know, what you've done. You look back in your history and you say, you know, where have I made my mistakes? Where have I done well? And why am I not doing what I did well all the time? Okay. And these are important factors because the setups are different. You know, if I'm looking for a setup, you know, right now I'm looking for a reason to sell the market. Now, I'm not selling it actively right now, but I am looking for the markets to turn over. But what I'm waiting for myself is I'm waiting for the big dip down and then the rally to sell into. Now, I'm going to give you the exact example, even though it did not work, but this is exactly what I'm still looking for today. Okay. This is February 11th. This was the first drop in March. We rallied up to resistance, which was a good sell. The second drop, we came to what would be known as a double bottom in a downtrend. And I was waiting for this particular rally to sell. It did not work out, but that was my plan. Okay. It did not work properly. And again, it's easy to get out because I already had my exit rules in place, so I knew how to change it and get back into play. But that's what we're looking for. And this is always about using the market footprints that are laid out for you is with your personality, with who you want to be. But with who you want to be has got to come from within you first. Okay? Because we're all different when it comes to that. Some of us have a higher risk tolerance. Some of us have a very low risk tolerance. That has to come into play in the type of trader you want to be. You know, a low risk tolerance trader probably should start out counter trend trading, because you make money more often and you make little bits. Okay. But my good old friend Yogi Berra, you can observe by watching, right? And we recommend watching the markets a lot. I mean, there's a lot of times, you know, when I will send you, emails saying, hey, there's nothing to do, just watch, because you can learn. Now, one of the things you can learn if you want to expedite your learning curve is you can take any chart. Okay, so we take the S&P, and it doesn't matter. But if I go to a one-minute chart, okay, in charting, in footprints, all we're looking at, each candle is a measure of price and time. The axis of time and price mean nothing. A one-minute chart will give me a one-minute chart will give me a full year of data in a normal day. And if I use the 24-hour model, which this is right here, okay, I'm getting about 6 years worth of data, okay, all in one day. Because, again, all the charts patterns repeat themselves over and over again, okay? They repeat from different levels. But if you look, you'll see that you see the same types of things happening. Here's, you know, a little bit of a blow off to the top. Here's a little bit of a blow off to the bottom. And they all create. But it doesn't matter if I'm looking at a 1 minute or if I'm looking at a 3 month daily or I'm looking at a 20 year monthly. All the patterns are the same. Okay. So that's, again, when you're setting yourself up, work on what you want to be. Know what you're willing to risk. Okay. Now, again, you don't have to have a giant account to trade. Okay. What you have to have is good fundamental risk rules. What we talk about, there's a gentleman who wrote a book in 1958, I think, Dr. Burton Fabrikan. He actually wrote it comparing horse racing and trading. Okay. Now, if you use the model that you don't want to, the way is staying away from the risk of ruin, which means when you're doing well, you trade a little higher, a little faster. And when you start to go into a slump, which you will, okay, you start to trade a little slower. You move your trading size up and down with this, with the way that your account is going. And you have to also account for the different type of trading. Now, you can use the same account, but the numbers still have to match based on what you're trading with. Because, again, I know not everybody has enough to open up, you know, five different accounts to do the different strategies, but you have to monitor the risk, and each strategy's got to have its own risk model. Because certainly, if I'm doing something on a 4 and a 1 minute intraday, I'm not going to take the same amount of risk I would take on a trade that I was going to put on for 3 weeks or a swing trade. Okay. So you have to be prepared and understand how your risk model works. Okay. Because the risk model, again, managing risk and managing money are the most important equations of setting up any trading plan.
And always remember those words, managing risk and managing money. That's what you're here for. You're here to take control of your financial life. So don't let it get away from you. Okay. Don't try to outsmart the market, because then, you know, you'll be the bitch monger of the Bubba Show. I'll be bitching about you now. Just you gotta watch the money. It's always about the money. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, LibertyTalk.fm will get you the download of the show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends, and the Bubba and BubbaTrading.com will get you the information you need to go to take your trading to the next level. All you gotta go check out BubbaTrading.com. We have January 4th, a new hedging class, and January 12th, a brand new futures class. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're gonna step out here for a break, and we will be back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back. Todd Bubba Horowitz on Planning Thursday. And of course, planning is very important to what we do. And we always want to make sure that we are watching the money, because life comes down to two things. One of them is the dough. So let's get back to learning right now. Here we go.
Okay. The rest is all important as well. But when it comes down to it, it's about the money. How do you manage your open trades? Okay, well, if you're day trading, you shouldn't have any open trades at the end of the day, because day traders don't carry positions. If you're swing trading, what's your exit point? How are you going to get out? Okay, what are you going to do? What are you going to do if what? You know, we always have to account for what can go wrong and be ready to take advantage of when they go right. But these are all things that you keep in mind within that build of a trading plan that you're making, so that you don't have to make the decision. Because it's very easy as a investor, trader, to make exceptions to rules. We don't want to make exceptions to rules. We have to have rules in concrete. And one of the biggest things that happens to many is they start out with the attempt to day trade, and then they buy something and it doesn't work out. Well, instead of holding it, instead of getting out and moving on, they take that trade and they turn it into an investment, which is not a very good idea. Doesn't work too often. Happens every day. But the worst of that equation is when somebody buys something for an investment and it goes well right away, they turn it into a trade. And the worst combination of all is when you put on two positions. One you intended to hold much longer, and one you intended to trade, and they go opposite. The one you intended to trade gets creamed. So you sell the one that you were intending to hold because you want to cover the losses of the one that you intended to trade. That's why you cannot mix together. Because for those of you who would have bought Facebook at 25, that's now 120. Okay. If you would have traded it, instead of investing in it, you'd have made, you know, you made good money because it went up right away after it came out of the depression of going down after the IPO. But you'd have lost because you wouldn't have made as much as you should have made. The key in investing, trading, and everything that we do is maximizing the amount of money that you're going to make on any given on any one given trade. Now, I see there's a lot of questions, and I will get to them all. Okay? I promise. But, again, it's easy to get caught up in the emotion of the markets. Right now, there is no emotion. But when it's really busy, okay, when the markets are getting clobbered, okay, and you're long, and every TV you turn on, they're talking about Ebola or whatever the scare of the day is, okay, it's easy to get caught up in that. That's why I recommend that you watch a movie or watch me. I'll send you some video. But there's nothing to you're by the time you see news, it's already too late. Okay. How are you going to keep your records? Now, again, I personally recommend, at least at the beginning, a manual journal. Okay. You know, why do they use chips in Las Vegas? They use chips in Las Vegas because you don't feel it's money. When you lose a chip, you don't really feel it. Okay? Just think of all the things that people do to deceive you, and not necessarily intentionally, but to deceive you so that you don't feel like you're doing poorly. Well, if you don't take the time to write it down, you know, you have a bad trade. It's kind of hard to write that -1,000. Okay? That will help you. That will make you better. Okay? Because realizing the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat will give you a much better track when you're going forward. Okay? So keeping records. Okay? And again, it doesn't have to be fancy. I mean, I actually keep them on trading cards. Okay? I've got a stack. I still buy them. I don't trade on the floor anymore, but I still buy them. I keep my journal on a trading card. Okay? And, you know, then I'll enter them into a longer term thing later. But, you know, daily, I just keep trading cards on my desk and, you know, mark what I'm doing. And, you know, if I'm trading really actively, you know, then I will, you know, continue to mark. And, you know, I use those, you know, I use different cards for different trades. But, you know, that's what you want to be able to do. Okay? Again, It's very simple, and it's no different than you're running your business. You know, when I used to own businesses, I've owned a number of businesses over the years, and, you know, when I would come in and visit, I wanted to know three things, and if my managers didn't know the three things I wanted to know, they got fired. And that was, what's my receivables, what's my payables, and what's in my bank? That's all I want to know, okay? Because I don't need anything else, because I can tell how we're doing by those numbers. And you want to focus on these things so you know what you have to do to get better. Because if you go into a losing streak and you've done everything we've talked about so far, then you should be able to come out of that streak. And if you're not, there has to be a reason. And what's the reason? You should be able to find it. I mean, we know the markets are going to correct. And, you know, will you be prepared? And that's always something that we, as traders, investors, have to be prepared for. You know, it doesn't happen as often as it used to. But before the markets were open 24 hours a day, before all this stuff was going on, you know, the impossible would happen once a week, once a month. And the improbable would happen every couple of days. Now it's not quite like that, but we know that it's going to happen. Okay, so you need to decide on who you are. Okay? And, you know, are you a position trader? You know, again, more of an investor. That's fine. I mean, again, we don't all have to be active. Are you a swing, are you a day, or are you a scalper? Okay, I do all. I'm multi. Okay, now my positions are my positions. I don't ever sell them. I continue just to hedge them. My swing trading I do is typically, you know, through options. Okay, and I will create positions through those. My day trading will be through futures. Okay, and in the day trading, we're a combination of a scalper and a trender. Okay, we're actually trying to catch the reverse trend and hoping it continues to move. But they're all fine. Okay, it's just the same things come into play: risk capital. okay, what's your personality, and how you can get out when you're wrong. You know, the things you have to ask yourself as you're building this plan is, what is your motivation for being a trader? Okay. Make a living, retirement, whatever. Okay. How do you feel about risk? Okay. Can you handle it? I mean, you know, I've lost, I'm embarrassed to tell you, but believe me, I've had days that were pretty ugly, had a lot of zeros behind it. But can you handle it? Okay. Or what can you handle? In other words, what's not going to send you into a tailspin?
And, you know, again, those are things that affect traders very adversely, is when they get out of whack. And if you've ever heard the term in poker playing, they go on tilt. And it's dangerous to go on tilt because you can push buttons now and you can do a lot of things and there's nobody there to stop you. So that's why you have to always have all these things figured out and ready to go so that you will not fall into the traps of many of the others. It's important, and we're going to continue a little bit more tomorrow, but this is the Bubba Show as we hunt for the 20,000 in the Dow, and we will see you back here tomorrow. Make sure you go to libertytalk.fm and download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. Make sure you go to bubbatrading.com so you can be better and be prepared and not have to worry about some of the damaging things that happen in markets. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow, the day before Christmas weekend. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everyone.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.